This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
There's no place like... Nope, not home. Nope, I don't know. This is not it. Okay. Where is this?
Way back on ABC, there was a show to see, a music comedy called Gallivant.
And today it's back, to the dismay of Zach,
an RPG comeback of Gallivant.
Yes, it's sure to be a 10 out of 10. Just no one tell Alan Menken.
Oh, it's time to start the show.
Tell everyone you know.
As we all play Gallivant.
Hello, ladies, gentlemen, non-binary friends. We are here today to play Gallivant. That's right. Perhaps you watched the show on ABC. Well, according to the numbers, you didn't. Perhaps you watched it on Netflix. We wouldn't know. We don't see those numbers. Nonetheless, fairy tales can vary from where you hear them. For example, did you know in the original Aladdin, there was no Robin Williams? Did you know in the original Snow White, there was no rotoscope? And did you know the original Cars actually took place on the other side of the road? Here we are telling you the true story of Gallivant with some of our good friends and amazing characters. So what do you say we get started?
Hear, hear.
Yes, the show will make you feel alive.
Don't forget to donate and subscribe.
Hey!
I think it's time we play.
We'll take this to Broadway.
As we portray
Gallivant.
Oh, such joy. Such joy.
Joy's a word.
Let us meet our wonderful characters. Not necessarily the players. We can do that towards the end. But who are you playing? Flip over your character sheets and let's meet
let's
you.
Ooh.
Yes. How about starting with
I'll start. Hello, my name is Isabella. No, I'm like Isabella, but we'll say that my name is Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth, the princess from a foreign land, yes.
Yes, I'm a princess.
Oh, wonderful. Nice to meet you, princess. It is an honor to be in your presence.
Oh, my God, thank you.
And next, and what a regal hammer you have. Next to the princess.
Good day. My name is Sir Strutaround. As you can probably tell, I'm a brave knight. And I am open for business. If anyone is looking for someone to hire to slay dragons or kiss your fair maidens, here I am.
Well, there we go. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, and that's a good voice. And next, I believe Brave Knight, is that correct?
Yes, that's right, as you can tell.
Your branding is like your sword, on point.
Oh, thank you.
And next to you.
Now, I take umbrage with this because it says I'm a sensitive king, but I'll have you know, King Cornelius is perfectly adequate in most ways.
Oh, King Cornelius, my apologies. Do you carry any weapons or spells or tools with you, King Cornelius?
I have a loyal retainer that's not currently here.
Quite loyal wherever it is. How about next to the king?
Hello, I'm a cunning maiden. Huh? You can call me Lashley. It's like Leslie, but my parents had a speech impediment, so I'm Lashley.
Fantastic.
Quite cunning if you think so.
Yeah, yes, I'm yes.
I think so.
Lady Lashley is my dream. One day I'll be a real lady.
Undone by the cunning. And finally, you, Sir Stranger.
Yes, hello. My name is Montioc. You can call me Monty if you like to say shorter words. Just your average wizard. Interests include spells, breakfast by the sea, restoring music to all dimensions to stop the evil wizard Zacchaeus, long walks on the beach, the usual.
Oh, yes. Who would sustain a short walk on the beach? Wonderful. Well, great. You're all about to go on an adventure. When I say all of you, I mean you and you and our amazing composer. For together, we will be making some incredible storytelling music today. That's right. And you are able to influence exactly how this happens. With a wonderful, generous royal gift of $5, you will be able to put a genre into the genre deck, which means it will be randomly chosen whenever we are singing a song, a genre of your choice. For a gift of 10, you get to choose the title of the song that will go into the deck, and we will randomly choose it. Who knows which one we will pick? For 25, you will get a coda, which means you can assign a reroll over to any of these characters. They're going to need it. Some of their HPs are very low. I just made those character sheets.
Ouch. Mine are very low.
For a gift of 50, you will be able to gift one of these characters a tool, weapon, or spell of your choice. Ooh. Extra points if it is Gallivant related or music related. For 75, you can gift a song as a crit. What does that mean? It means that you can gift one of these characters a song they can sing at any point, and it's an automatic crit. And finally, for a gift of $100, you get to have... Oh, hello. I hear tiny minstrels.
Time for a hashtag coda.
Oh. Wonderful.
Excellent.
I was kind of spacing, so I don't remember quite what that is, but I'm excited.
We will let the wonderful stream of words decide whom that shall go to. To whom shall that go? And finally, for a wonderful gift of one, as you just heard, that's exactly how it happens. A wonderful gift of 100, one of these players will suddenly be assigned another character. Not a new character, another character. They'll be playing both. So who knows? I've got all these tiny, skinny little character cards here. I was efficient with the paper use. Now let's talk about the songs, people. Let's talk about what we're here for,
the songs.
Please, can we finally talk about the songs? I've been dying to talk about the songs. When we hit $100, we will get a song and a dungeon. When we hit 200, there'll be a song and a jousting tournament.
Ooh.
When we hit 500, there'll be a song and a castle. At 750, a song and pirates. At 1,000, a song and a movie crossover. That's right, cross-pollination, folks. That's how we're going to make the money here. We need to cross over audiences. For 1,250, a necromancer will appear and possibly join the party. Who knows if that'll be important or not? I don't. We're making this up. At 1,500, we will have a play within a play. That's right, how Shakespearean of us.
Ooh, how meta.
And if we're feeling, maybe we'll even do a play within a play within the play.
I like to play.
Well, there you go. Listen to that cunning. At 1750, there'll be the battle of five or so armies. Who knows exactly how many will show up? The invite was sent out pretty recently.
The pigeons got lost in the mail.
The pigeons always get lost in the mail.
Will it be clear who the armies are, or kind of you have to guess?
roll for wisdom, please.
11.
And what's your modifier?
Minus 3.
Uh-huh. Ooh, yes. Eight. Oh, I'm sorry. I believe that's under your pay grade. And at 2,000, a dragon will appear.
Ooh.
So, just a reminder, this is not the Disney, this is not the Walt Disney Gallivant story. This is the true story, as told by Ricky the Rat, as we'll enter this world. All right. The five of you stand before an old rustic wooden sign with three directions. As you all recall, you have been gathered as a party to stop an evil sorcerer who is in a far distant land and has a magical artifact that will change the world. You can either go straight to the mountains, left to the lake, or right through the desert. What would you like to do, party?
Well, listen, I wanted to be the first one to talk.
And success.
That's all I had to say.
King Cornelius, what should we do?
Well, I have to say, I'm not a big fan of mountains or deserts. I prefer walking along the lake, and I hear one of us does as well.
Ooh, tiny voices in the wind.
Hashtag citizen Amaldiok suddenly has a trombone because reasons.
It sounds to me like you have a trombone.
Sorry, I just wanted to get your attention.
Why did you bring that, wizard?
Well, when you have a trombone, I didn't attain it to put it above the hearth.
He's been keeping us lively this whole time.
I've
been quite appreciating it.
I will say once per fight, you will be able to use that trombone to stun and surprise the villain with the randomness of your weapon.
You can also emphasize our sadness.
You can also just poke them with it when you're playing it.
It also stands as a weapon. That's correct.
Well, now that I've got your attention, may I sort of store it back here in the cape? I think we cut right to the chase. If it pleases you, the king, and you, the knight.
Thank you.
And you,
don't
princess.
Don't forget about the princess.
And you, the princess. And you.
It's all right. I could be last. It's fine.
So basically, if it's a democratic vote.
Well, I'm against things of that nature personally, but I suppose. We're out of my jurisdiction.
Left! I say left.
That's the first idea we've had.
You're welcome.
Say left.
I believe if we go to the lake, we can at least refill up on the water before we have to go to the desert. Oh, dear.
Hashtag character Lucas is now awesome minstrel Mike, a mysterious wanderer who may be responsible for many people's disappearances.
And there you have it.
Hey, guys, mind if I tag along?
Oh, jeez.
And you hear this voice over your back, and you turn around, and you all meet Minstrel Mike.
Name's Mike. Minstrel Mike.
Where the heck did you come from?
Yeah, where did you come from?
That tavern back there.
Sounds trustworthy to me. He's in.
He followed us. All right. Well.
No, I just stepped outside, and I saw some adventurers, and I thought, man, I could use an adventure. Again.
You know what? That shows gumption. And I appreciate it.
So I'm in?
I like the size of your loot. You're in.
Great.
I like the way you seem to have some kind of mysterious path that might come out over the course of our walks.
Yeah, we'll
He's
see.
In.
We'll see.
I guess we'll just let every vagabond with a random musical instrument join. That's fine.
Oh! That's the sound that someone makes as they step out from the bushes. It sounds to me like there's arguments going on amongst your party.
Excuse me?
No, we
Who
were
are
just
you?
Discussing.
And I draw my sword.
There's a lot of people at this crossroads.
Who am I? I'm an artist formerly known as a prince. And I challenge all of you to an internal team rap battle.
Prince,
eh? Oh!
Everyone for themselves?
It's like a rap musical, though. You don't have to feel like you have to, like, not like a 90s throwback. It's specifically like a Lin-Manuel Miranda sort of situation that I'm talking about.
I hope that card gotcha. Has nothing important on it, because I can't read it from here.
It says genre rap musical.
Great.
We figured it out. Mm. Yes, yes.
Let's start with the dark wizard over there.
Yes. Well, we could sit here squabbling all day, or we could finally take our swords out and kind of play like we're doing this. And we're going to the castle. I think that the arguing is actually a hassle. But I don't have all the kind of skills. But you know, when I come here, I'll have all the kills. I am a wizard. I am not bragging. Bring it on. I'll kill a dragon. I'll put him into the ocean lake. I'll look at his neck and I will break. And then I will bring him back to life and ride upon his wings. And you know, I want to hear how you all sings.
I think you and I will be a good team. I didn't mean to skip the queen here. In fact, I've been looking at you and thinking nice things. I like your pretty earrings. I think you got some really nice red hair, and I wanna take you over there. But first, we have a lot of things to do, and I'd like to hear from all of you.
Well, we gotta fight a sorcerer that's coming up. We got a knight, we got a wizard, and we got some guy. I don't know, that didn't rhyme. That's fine. Not all raps have to rhyme.
No,
Franklin
they don't.
Manuel Miranda, he set the stage. I really wish I had my royal page who could back me up in this instance. Like a dungeon in World of Warcraft.
My name is Lashley. The knight is making me blushy. Do we go left or right? I don't know. Knight? I wish we had a map. Then maybe we could take a nap. Because we'd know exactly where to go. This rapping thing isn't really my show, yo.
You think you're pretty cool, well, I think you look like a tool, and there's one thing that'll put you to the test, and it's me, the prince with the nest. It's the princess. Take it away, Mike.
Stop. Oh. Name's Mike.
What?
I didn't expect any of this singing stuff. I'm just here tagging along. I just wanted to join the party.
But you're a minstrel.
Aren't you a musician?
Yes.
By trade?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're a minstrel. That's what you wrote.
Oh, dear.
Not all raps have to rhyme.
Not all raps have to rhyme.
They
not
tell
all raps most the time. And not all raps have to rhyme.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well is the place that I got this potion that I'm now to gift to all of you for that incredible rap battle inside. I feel like you all learned a little bit about yourselves. And so here I offer to you this sleeping potion you can use whenever... Oh, I tripped over a rock and it hit the ground. And the mist rises and all of you start to feel drowsy.
I thought it just wrapped about a nap and it's coming true.
Maybe we should
I'm really pretty when I sleep. Take a picture.
Why go left and right when we can just go sleepy?
And you all wake up in a dungeon.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
Ah, not again.
What's the meaning of this?
Hello! Welcome to my dungeon!
Thank you.
Why?
Are we held against our will?
Well, a little bit, yeah. You can't exactly get out.
Please?
I defy that. I guarantee we can get out.
Oh, I take those all. How much you got on you?
I'm sorry, what?
How much you got on you? Like, how much money you got on you in person? Like, how much money you got?
Money?
How much money you got?
Gold?
How much gold you got?
Money?
Yeah, how much money you got?
I think he's saying, asking how much money we
have. Oh, great.
Sir.
He's easily... Ooh.
There's so much things that are more valuable than money.
Well, like, oh, that's exactly true. That's what we use to set the value standard for most things.
True. I'm sorry, can you open your mouth when you speak?
I had dental surgery yesterday. Big as it can get.
I didn't mean to be insensitive.
Excuse me, the name's Mike. I don't know these guys, so if there was some sort of vendetta against them, I just sort of just joined.
Oh,
Mike's dropping out already.
Mic drop.
Nice. That's really funny. I'm going to step outside and tell the other guys about that. That's a really funny joke. I'm gonna go. Just so you know where you are, you're in the Lake Ass Dungeon.
We are.
Lake Ass Dungeon?
What would that even mean? What would that even mean and what would that even be?
It's a lake.
It's like on the back end of the lake.
Yeah.
The lake ass.
Like behind the lake.
I don't know if that's up to anyone to decide exactly which end is the head and which one's the other end. I think that's not exactly how geometry works for me.
Like the south end, like we usually call, like, oh, you gotta go down south or whatever.
Obviously,
know?
The side I'm not on is the one that's the back end.
Well, I'm not really a big fan of teleological geography, if I'm gonna be completely honest with you, so I'm gonna step outside and tell this joke, but you're at the lake house.
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 A house.
House.
Oh. Like the doctor.
Dungeon.
Oh.
Dungeon.
And what's your name before you go and have fun with your friends?
My name?
Yes.
My name is Boring.
Boring?
My name is not Boring. My name is Boring.
Boring.
Yes.
Oh, like our path.
And if you're having, yes, like I'm boring your path like there's bars in front of you. And I just want to say, at the end of your stay here, you're either going to die or if you manage to escape, you will get a comment card, and I would really appreciate it if you could fill it out with some positive feedback. Just be honest.
You would totally fill that out.
It's ridiculous.
You throw us in a dungeon, expect to receive 5 stars.
Quite frankly, yes. Now, excuse me.
Minstrel Mike is armed with his famous spiked battle lute. Great for charming people with songs. Or when that inevitably fails, bashing them over the head. Hashtag power.
I feel like that makes it more difficult to play.
I just want to point out he actually did write Minstrel Mike.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I noticed it earlier. I wasn't sure if I wanted to say anything.
Is he leaving a blood trail?
I don't
like. Are we giving away our position?
Oof.
Look, this Baring fellow seems very easily bribable. No. And I think I've got.
Is he gone?
Yeah. All right, I'm back.
We wasted our...
Well, I forgot the joke. I forgot the joke that you had said earlier today.
Which one?
The one that you said earlier today.
How Mike's dropping out like a mic drop.
The mic drop.
Yes.
Bloody hell. Yeah, the mic drop. That was the one. I thought that was so funny. I thought that was absolutely funny. And again, I'd like to remind you, I don't know if I said it earlier, but yeah, I'm very susceptible to bribes of any sort. If you have anything to offer, it doesn't necessarily have to be money. I don't think money is the only way that we evaluate things, but I do think it is the true way we agree on value.
I could give you some sword fighting lessons if you like, or if you prefer. That's what I have to give. I'm not carrying much cash.
Oh, that's a good offer.
I could give you a trombone. I could play the trombone for you.
Well, that's
free of charge.
Wow, the sword fighting was a good offer.
What a deal.
I'll give you a kiss from a princess.
Wow, which one?
Me. Well, you don't recognize me?
I'm sorry, I just meet so many princesses, it's so hard to keep track.
Oh, well, la-dee-da.
I take back my offer.
Well, I don't suppose you're interested in gold. I have some.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, you know what? Let's go with that one.
Oh, we could probably just do that.
As I am a king, after all. I do have a little walking around jingles.
Oh, I wouldn't mind some walking around jingles. That sounds great. I wouldn't mind a jingle as I walk around.
I think we need Josh to play hashtag character Dad Cooper.
Huh?
Yeah.
And out of your pocket crawls the most fierce-looking bearded lizard you've ever seen in your entire life. Dad Cooper.
Oh, everybody, I'm sorry. I didn't, he was sleeping. You don't want to wake him up. This is my dragon, Dad Cooper.
A dragon? Ooh.
Yes, he's a dragon.
A little small for a dragon. Not that size matters, I'm just saying.
He'll get bigger. It's fine.
All right. All right.
Well, if he were too large, then he couldn't hang out with us here in this great time we're all having. Right? Don't you wish you could join us on this side of the bars?
No, that's the bad side of the bars. This is the good side of the bars. But I'll tell you what, for a little bit of walking money, I'll go ahead and open them bars. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there we go.
And so he takes out his keys, and he puts the key in the keyhole. He turns the key, the door unlocks, and the bars open.
Quick run!
Wait! You won't know! You don't know where!
And as you all race outside...
I'll rate you 5 stars! Thank you!
Oh, that's all I wanted!
I definitely flipped him a gold piece, so that should make him happy.
Yeah, you race... You all run outside, and you find yourself surrounded by nobility.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, what's up?
I bow.
Oh!
Hi, fellas.
Sick bow. Sick bow.
I curtsy very low.
Do you know these people?
I mean, like Barring said, you meet so many royalty, it's kind of hard to keep it all in track.
Yes, we're peers here.
Was that Craig?
Yeah.
Hello, Craig.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, real quick question. How much do your pages lift?
Oh, my pages lift, gosh. Well, are we talking deadlift or squats? Because that's a big difference. They can squat about 220, which is the amount of squat you need to lift a man onto a horse, typically.
Yeah. That's sick. That's a sick squat score.
That's pretty sick. I mean, they get pretty sick. Sorry, that was a wrong turn of phrase.
Oh, yeah, no, they're super sick.
The plague is everywhere.
Yeah, they're really not doing well.
No.
Nobility, am I right?
Yeah. Oh, holy.
Yes, let's all mutter below our breaths about it.
Ginger snaps, I totally forgot that you guys are all on your way to stop an evil sorcerer. Holy smokestacks. Well, listen up. Listen, there's a way for you guys to all get horses. You just have to win the jousting contest.
Oh, perfect. Let's sign up. Let's do it. Combat 100%.
Oh, but here's the little thing, though. Oh, gosh,
don't
darn it.
Don't we get a horse for that?
Oh, God. Oh, lemon bars. You win the horse that you're on.
Oh, okay.
If you win, but because of health hazards and stuff like that, it's no longer like stabbing each other with like long sticks and stuff like that. It's no longer like jousting. It's like a musical jousting tournament.
Oh, clever.
You guys still want to enter for horses?
Hey, yes? name's Mike. Actually, I think I'd be great at that.
I thought you weren't a musician.
I do have this lute here. Not much of a singer, but... Mm-hmm. I could play some chords.
Man. I don't, and also I don't think that should ever hold you back from being a pop sensation. There's auto tuning. Also, you can just write a song where the whole chorus is just the letter M. Look it up. It's a Canadian hit.
That's super refreshing to hear.
It also sounds very specific.
Well, yeah, it's a specific song I'm referring to. Okay, well, let me enter all you guys in the jousting contest. Now, the way it's going to work is you all have to go up against the scariest knight in the entire land.
Ooh, scary.
Ooh, I'm very scared.
Diane.
I'm very scared.
Oh, Diane.
Yeah, Diane's got a crazy reputation of being like a total bad butt. I don't like to curse, so I'm going to call her a bad butt if that's all right with you guys.
That's fine.
All right.
Diane? The gauntlet's been thrown down. Diane is going to go verse to verse against anyone doing a jousting contest in a song that she's put together called Whoops, Someone's in the Hospital, which is usually where people end up after Diane fights with them.
Ooh, I hope it has a good beat.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's still a rap musical.
So we're fighting on her turf, so to speak. She made the song.
Yeah, and literally she owns the land.
No, well, in more ways than one, I guess.
Well, it seems like the luck is stacked against us, which I think is good. Especially when you're heroes on a quest. Mm. You don't want things to be too spoon-fed, right?
Right.
I would.
Oh, kings.
All right. Well, I'll get you guys started and get you guys signed up. And the noble knight that you just talked to turns to the doorman and says, "You're there with me." And you guys walk into the joust. And there, perched on like a lifeguard thing, but for knights, is Diane in glimmering untouched armor. And she floats down. That's a description. She climbs down the ladder.
Gracefully.
Yes.
I see.
Oh, no wonder she always went. She's already dead.
It was graceful.
So who's jousting against me first?
Well, I am a knight.
Yes, let's have our knight do it, yes.
The knight.
Go get them, best friend.
I'm sorry, who said I was their best friend?
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me, but
what? All right, well. I really want a lemon bar first. Can I have one? Sorry, you said lemon bars, and it's fine, it's fine. Let's go
I
ahead.
Have part of a Twinkie from another dimension.
Ooh, I'm all right.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on to that, man. Yes. It's yeah, hold on to that. In 20 minutes, it'll be worth a lot.
Smart. Smart.
I'm Diane, and are you ready to enter my jousting tournament?
Yes, I am.
You stand no chance against me. As you'll see, I'm free. I've never lost at no one's cost. But the health, see, they went to the hospital. That's where they end up. And soon, if you're not careful, you'll join them and show up in the hospital.
What a lovely rapper.
Musical.
Oh, now it's not.
Listen here, you knight so brave and true. Mm-hmm. I am going to make mincemeat of you. I'm not going anywhere with IV bags and stuff. I am only going to show you just how tough I can be. It's not me, but thee who will end up in the hospital.
You cunning maiden, you think you can take me on. Well, you're not correct. In fact, the opposite, you are wrong. You will get sick as we battle, and soon the hospital will be where you try to recoup.
I have to admit, I'm not a fan of you, Diane. There's only one here that can have you. Tracts of land. It's me. You think that I would be sick? Jousting is my thing. I'm really good with sticks. Listen up, Diane. You think you'll put me in there? That's cute, you're sweet, but I have better hair.
Ooh.
Dish. I know you think that you will win, but you will get burned. It's time for someone else to sing. Okay. I'm not even gonna end it.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. And heavy will be your body when you fall down. I'm Diane, and I'll win. That hospital is where you live. Goodbye, my king. Goodbye.
It seems like this jousting is just horsing around. I already have mine, but I'll take your crown. You'll find that we are too much for you. And when you fall off, I hope you land in some horse poo.
Oh, not again.
Ha! Poo!
Poo!
Poo! You think that's funny, stranger from a strange land? Well, that's a funny way for you to land, for you'll see you'll be gone soon enough. I can tell you just by your scruff, you're not from here. No, you're not. I can tell that you don't belong. I'll tell you, you can go home, 'cause that's the hospital.
A nice hospital. Maybe you would call it a ward. I'll slice you up and down, but I won't even need a sword. All I will need is a certain combination of my words, and suddenly you will transform from who you are into a bunch of birds.
Not again.
Think I am afraid of you. No, 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 not at all. I walk around all the halls as if it's a ball, and I will dance, 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 use my magics. You think that this is a quest? I wander around with these fellowships every 100 years or so. I do it for jest.
Princess, do you think you are strong?
Yes!
Well then, show me in this song. Go.
Well, it seems I might need a doctor.
Ha!
Maybe a Aerovac helicopter.
Ha ha! What is that even?
You see, jousting is my biggest fear. I need a helicopter to get me out of here. Take it away, Mike.
Mike wants to pull out his battle lute and just look at it as if he's never seen it before, like, or ever played a music note before, and just swing it at Diane.
Okay, great. Great. Go ahead, roll a d20. Let's see how this plays.
That's a 6. That's a real good 6, though.
It is Diane crits.
Oh.
Diane crits and catches the hammer and is coursed with a sense of music. Nay! Not music. Melody. Nay! Not melody. Harmony.
Ooh. Ooh.
I see there is no winner in this game. What I've done has been a shame. Take these horses on your way as I learn another way. And Diane turns to rose petals and blows away in the wind.
Right. She rhymed it's way with way.
You're welcome. Well, looks like I did it.
Thank
God. We won.
Good job.
Thanks. Good job, Tad Cooper.
Did not expect that, Mike.
Now you all have horses and you're by the lake.
All right. Perfect day. Sounds like to me.
Let's go camping.
Yeah. Anybody know how to build a fire?
I have a dragon.
Oh. Well, we don't really have time.
He doesn't do that yet, but...
We have to find an evil sorcerer, isn't that right?
So,
oh, that's right.
Guys, you did a really, really sick job out there. And like a good kind of sick. Like in the 90s.
Not like hospital kind.
Not a hospital kind. Like a good sick. Oh.
Like it's used.
Hashtag title, let's do the to-do and pillage the town tonight. And hashtag power, Josh is now armed with a fully grown Tad Koopa to use as a weapon because he super believed in him.
Oh.
Oh no, he's so big now, my arm!
But you're still able to hold him, is that?
And no? Just off screen, more news!
Hashtag power for Joshua the King brought along his automaton girlfriend, Ellen.
I forgot! Hey everybody, this is Ellen, my robot girlfriend.
Where did you come from?
Hello!
Good day.
How did you hide her like that? Well,
what does she look like?
Well... That's an excellent question. She's right. Kind of metallic. Mm-hmm. The hair is very solid. You would think it'd move around, but it doesn't.
Is she hot?
She's very hot.
Oh,
let's
yes.
just leave it at that, shall we? However you imagine a robot
Hello.
Being hot.
Ellen.
You did it.
Ah.
So I quickly gather all of the rose petals that I can find that Diane just turned into because I'm planning to put them on a bed later, if you know what I'm saying.
That's so smart.
You're planting...
She's planting roses.
A rose?
You're creating a garden.
You're
and
making
you're
a bed.
Matt, have you no sense of romance? I'm spreading rose petals on the way to the bedroom so that when she walks in, she finds the path and knows where I am.
Ooh. The automaton?
Whoever.
I hope you're not allergic to nuts.
My
and
way
bolts.
Of romance.
And bolts. Because she's made of
Nuts and bolts.
What a cunning maid. She,
I don't keep track of what she's made
of. This one. Whew, I mean, way past me. Wow.
You know what? I mean, I'm just saying.
That's
great. I hope you don't have an allergy.
Your totally real girlfriend, Ellen, appears. And just off camera, Tad Cooper grows into the size of a gigantic, gigantic dragon. It's the most unimaginable dragon ever.
He's all around.
To best picture what you're looking at for right now, picture a tennis ball on a stick. That's how we'll do for eyeline. But later, it's going to be a huge dragon.
I do super believe in you, Tad Cooper.
Whoa, that looks like a bad dragon.
It's a good dragon.
Good, bad, and the good one.
Ah, yes, right? Back in the 90s, Parlin.
I don't dragon.
In
yes.
The best way.
Well, all you guys have horses. I guess now you have a choice. You can take a ferry over the lake, you can ride up through this mountain pass, or you can go through the woods, which is similar to the mountains, but level. So I guess, all things considered, not that similar.
Can I detect with magics which is the most, the least dangerous path?
Mm. Let's go ahead and say that that is a... Let's do a wisdom roll for you.
All right.
What you get?
4 minus 3, 1.
You hold your hand out to the sky, and you have a difficult time telling which way the breeze is blowing. So, which way, which, what are you guys gonna do with these horses now?
I say we take the dark, scary, ominous path through the woods.
Yeah, I think
that looks interesting.
We can get away with a lot of stuff in there.
The path less traveled is always my favorite.
Yes. What do you say, Ellen?
Calculating. Recalculating. You can find your path through the forest.
Ah, thanks. All right.
Forest it is! Turn right.
I was gonna say forest.
Does Ellen use, Waze or Google Maps or Apple?
What does
well, she eats apples occasionally, so I'll assume that.
She eats?
And Google
I'm
the
amazed.
Google the goblin?
Yeah, Google
He's
the goblin.
Still in the map-making business?
And, you know, Waze, as in she finds the ways that we should go. It, you know. I'm just speaking English here, people.
I think Google the Goblin's been getting too big for his britches lately.
Yeah. No, it's like, please, let someone else make maps.
I don't know why I gave him all of my information the other day. I trust him.
And then he
reason.
Just told everybody. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But he does sort of, he anticipates your desires.
It's true. He has the password to my chastity belt. It's true. I have one of those. I'm not wearing it.
Why?
It's optional.
Good to know.
It's good to change that. Good to change that password once every 2 years.
Yes, I gotta change it every now and then.
Yeah.
Can't have everyone know.
Is
the password.
Password just boobies?
No, I'm a little bit more creative than that. Ooh. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh crap! Now I gotta change it again. Damn it! Hold on.
Writing down 1, 2, 3. Because I won't remember that. I have to write it down.
The eight of you chat about this as you wander into
That's
the
right.
forest.
There's a lot of us.
And then suddenly, three highwaymen leap out. Well, hello. We are three uneducated, surly highwaymen. And we're here to make you masticate with fear at the fact that we're so uneducated. We're going to steal from you because all we know is the simple pilfering in which to for us to combat the capitalist society that we've been born into.
That sounded pretty wise, highwayman.
I support
you.
Are you
sure you didn't go to some kind of schooling?
No, we didn't. The three of us didn't.
Did you learn, perhaps, on these mean streets?
Exactly. We learned on these quite mean streets, even though it would require a little bit of a pavement and a sign-off from the township in order to say that it's fully a street. But you trust us. We are tough customers. Except, we're the customers because we're taking your money.
I thought you were anti-capitalist.
Well, we are, but in order to do it, we have to, you know, like, we have to,
right,
bring down these. We have to be part of the system.
You have to work in the system that you're in, and then,
Did you ever see that play Angel in the fifth act?
Yes.
There was the whole, like, you have to be part, exactly.
They have five acts? That's ludicrous.
It was a really good play,
okay.
All right? Just, all right?
It takes,
trust me.
Wait for the fifth act. It really pays off there. Anyway, it's time for us to battle. And they pull out their short daggers. What would you like to do?
I pull out my trombone.
It seems like somebody's undercompensating for things.
Mike wants to just go in and bite one of them on the arm and see what happens.
Okay. Let's go and just roll against the other. It's going to be a D20 against D20.
12.
5. There is Derek, Eric, and Darek. Which one does Mike bite?
Which one looks the juiciest?
Darek.
All right, he goes up and bites Derek.
Darek. And, you've placed your mouth upon my body.
Yeah.
And, oh no, I'm turning it to, no, I'm turning it to. And you won't believe this, but Darek turns into a were-squirrel.
Not again.
Only a squirrel in the forest.
Sorry, I thought I could help.
And Darek runs away, races off.
Oh.
What have you done to our friend?
Good job.
You've emancipated him from a human ideology, from a narrative that we're all set into. Now all he has to do is just survive and prepare for the winter.
I hope he's not allergic to nuts.
Is that
King!
What are you doing? What is that?
Good
what is that? What, I don't get it.
Oh, you have to be there.
It's an inside joke. You wouldn't understand. Really
he's literally going to live off of acorns. He's literally going to live off of acorns.
You shouldn't have attacked us.
Well, we're still going to attack you.
All right, come at it.
Give Alex all the hashtag song autocrats. Or, in this case, one quarter of an autocrat. Let's do this chat.
Thank you.
Ooh.
One quarter of an autocrat. Yes, is that
almost there.
I was going to make a math joke, but I decided against it because I don't know it very well.
I'm curious as to what it was.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we'll get there. I'm contemplating it.
So I'm hoping someone will explain that to me in a bit, but I assume I need three more of them to do
something.
I
think so.
All right.
Although, I don't exactly know how the numbers are shaping up in chat, but I'm going to guess that's actually two. I think that they're, I don't know. It's like a UC quarter where you only actually do three of them. Okay.
two then. All right.
Unless you're a goody two-shoes like I was when I was doing marine biology. All right. So... one of them advances at you, Knight, with their short dagger.
And?
Four, is that enough to hit? Look at your square, not your heart, but your square.
No, it's not.
Okay, yeah, it's a feeble attempt, it's a feeble attempt. Would you like to attack back?
Yes.
What weapon do you have on
I'm
you?
I'm kind of curious about the biting as well.
You want to bite as well?
I want to go up and, I guess I just bite his neck. It's not sensual.
Derek or Eric?
Eric.
Eric. Why would one do such thing? Why would one do such thing to such an educated man?
And I'm watching carefully to see if you turn into an animal. Are you... what?
Roll a d4.
Four.
All right. They have taken 4 points of damage.
Maybe one was just a squirrel all along and we didn't see it correctly.
I don't understand.
Ongoing mysteries. Ongoing mysteries.
Wait a minute. I'm suspect of you.
I have no secrets. I'd like to try to fuse them as one guy, but both of their heads on one body.
all right.
Can I do that? What happens to the other body?
It's half and half the body.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. You would have to use a weapon or spell to conduct this. Yes. You can use your magics, but you'll have to choose what you have on you to do such a thing.
The trombone.
Okay, so you're going to use the trombone. All right. I'm going to say you're going to roll with disadvantage. Let's do a d20 against d20 to see if it's possible.
Quick, play T for two.
13?
10.
Oh, okay, but you're rolling with disadvantage, so you might also get worse.
Yep, he did.
So you blow your trombone. Derek is frozen for one move. If you remember, that was the thing. Derek's like, even I, an uneducated individual in the forest, wouldn't have done that. Why would you do that?
Don't be so hard on yourself. I mean, you know, schools are just buildings.
Then what's a school of thought?
It's a metaphor.
Ooh,
I would say
a mental building.
You are smart. I know you're smart. I can tell.
I'm not. I'm definitely not.
I don't think you're smarter than immolation.
Are you a playwright?
And for that, I will give you a stab with my short dagger.
No!
And one of them jumps at you. That's a king.
Oop.
19, is that enough to hit?
Oh, that's more than enough.
Ooh, hello, hello, hello. 3 points of damage to you, King.
Ah, it's a very small dagger. Tad Koopa, just, I don't know, do your thing.
All right, Tad Koopa gets to roll against their AC with double advantage.
Top is 16.
Okay, yeah, that's gonna just, yeah. They get blasted into a tree with some fiery pressure breath. It's like the Toad's Wild Ride, like breath, so it doesn't like burn, but it's just like a what did I just go through there?
Kind of like a Cyclops thing where it's more force than heat.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And if you find any ruby quartz, maybe you could learn to control it. We don't talk about that nearly enough. I feel like the villains could have easily built many a weapon against Cyclops. I feel like that would have been.
I feel like
right away they should have done that. Right away, Magneto and the Brotherhood should have been like, let's get Ruby Quartz. It's around.
It costs nothing.
It costs nothing.
There was definitely one guy that built a suit of armor, but it looked very dumb.
I was like, no, I can't. I don't like this. All right, there is one left, and they lunge at the princess.
No! You stay back!
I pull out my hammer.
I keep forgetting it's the princess with the hammer.
Stay back!
Woo! 10, is that enough to hit? Your AC is in the square, yes?
No, it's no.
Oh!
My AC is a 12.
And they miss!
And so it's just a one person left?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like he lunges for me and like misses.
Mm-hmm.
And I.
Ooh! Hammer down!
All right, go ahead and roll for that.
That's a 7.
Must have a very strong Reinhardt to pull that off.
That's all right. This whole time, I've just been sitting there watching all of them, enjoying myself, because it was fun. But now I'm bored.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to go up to the one. I'm assuming the princess missed.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
I'm just going to
no
go
way.
Up. I'm just going to go up to the highwayman and go, oh dear. Backstabber.
That's the name of the weapon?
That is the name of my weapon.
Go ahead and roll.
The backstabber. 1d10.
I wonder what it does.
Guess we'll never know.
A 9! Wait, that's not a d10. It's a d12. Where's the d10?
It's a flat one. It's kind of... Nope,
it's
nope.
Getting funky
right.
On this street.
Fun fact about the backstabber
actually,
is
yes,
it always hits.
This one, yes?
Yes.
The 7.
That's 7 points of damage.
I'm assuming.
Yes.
I 1d10 at the backstabber.
That debilitates the highwayman.
Can we go now?
Wait, I'm genuinely curious. All right, I'm just going to search in here. So I start looking through, and I want to see if I can find any books or anything on it. Maybe a degree of some kind.
You find all of those things.
I knew it!
And with their last words, they're just passing out from the pain. But their last words are, if there's one thing I learned, it's that you can't learn enough. And they pass out.
Oh. Who fakes education? Who would lie about that? That's so weird.
Can't learn enough. That's going to haunt me.
I've already forgotten it.
Before you is a grand castle. Amontiac, roll a d4 for me, please. There are 4 castle options.
3.
Oh.
I see we got the best one.
You wander up to the castle and you are met by no living thing.
Oh.
Oh, I don't like the way he emphasized living thing.
No, but there are voices in the wind.
Finishing up that hashtag song auto crit for Alex.
Pew, pew, pew.
There
Thank
it is.
You.
At any point, you can sing a song, and it's an autocrit.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
And one day we'll get that math joke.
Oh, well, okay. So now it's changed if it's just 2 halves.
Okay.
I was going to say 1/4 of it, you just roll an instant 5. That's fine.
It's a good joke.
I'm sure it's worth the anticipation.
I'm sure. That was I'm going to pretend like I understood that.
And from down the road, you hear the highwayman give a little laugh and pass out.
There we go. You made his death good.
That's all the validation I require is some stranger that tried to stab me and succeeded.
You enter the castle. There's no one around. You hear a noise of someone moving. It's a little creaky. You turn, but there's no one. You keep walking, and there's the sound of a porcelain clink, but there's no one.
This is spooky.
You see a candelabra quickly snuff out its lights.
Oh, crap.
And then you hear a bellowing voice, and you look, and outside in the garden, up on a top arch, is a giant monster.
Yeah.
And the monster sings, "And now I'll never forget her. It's true, she's in my heart." And the monster leaps down and sees you and says, "Oh, hi, make yourself at home." "I'll never stop loving her. And I will..." Seriously, just take whatever you want. There's food in the kitchen.
Sounds like you're having a hard time. Yes.
I met this...
Do you have any gray stuff? I've had a hankering.
I've never tried it myself.
I hear it's pretty good.
Yeah, well,
I've heard
help
it's
yourself.
Delicious.
I can't lie to you, friends.
Who are you again?
I'm already in the kitchen, sorry.
I am... Ooh! I'll explain in a second.
Hashtag power Mondioc gains the spell of song is interruptus, allowing him to interrupt an enemy's song at a moment's notice.
Oh. So you basically just let him be rude.
I like that.
But they're giving you permission,
okay,
so
that's
it's
fine.
Polite.
Yeah. Oh, I could tell you my life story.
That's all right.
Or I could sing it. I've been alone for so long, it's nice to bellow out. And I'll tell you what, if you all join me, I will share my riches.
Please sing us your tale.
Go right ahead.
In this polka song of the smoothest, creamiest chicken boy. Mm. Oh, I lived in this castle for so long.
Sounds like he's a lonely boy. And he could use some company. As you were, please.
No one in the longest of time has ever cut me off. And it feels so good to be interrupted. Come, let me give you my treasures.
Oh, well, that was easy.
Well, I guess you joined him.
And the TLDR of all that is that I'm a prince and I was told that if I didn't find love, I'd be trapped as a monster for the rest of my life.
Oh, how beastly.
Oh, I've heard this one before.
How's it going?
How did it go?
There was one girl and I...
Ooh. You messed it up, huh? You didn't let yourself be vulnerable? Is that what happened?
Did you let the seat up?
Oh, that's a bad one.
Yes.
Did you trap her
in a dungeon and... put her father in a cage as well.
It was the worst thing. I didn't leave. I didn't put the seat down.
I knew it. Oh, I have an idea, though. I do have an idea. Mike, remember that little trick you did with the squirrel? Maybe just bite him. Maybe that'll fix it. Just...
All right.
Oh, good idea.
Did you get the impression that Mike turned bites him into the squirrel?
I'm just saying. I just feel like he's already a beast. Let's just reverse this.
Roll a d20.
I don't know if...
Eight.
I wish that my spell was so easily broken like that.
Sorry, now you're just wounded, my bad.
What happened?
I'm sorry, now you're just wounded, my bad.
I've already wounded my heart.
I have a feeling there might be more rose petals around for you.
What? You think she turned into some rose petals, or?
I feel like I've heard something like this before, and there's a magical rose in the middle, and it's fallen off, and I bet those are pretty romantic.
Magical roses, sexy.
Well, maybe.
That sounds so cliche.
You could also just, maybe remain yourself and learn to love yourself.
He's pretty hideous.
I think he looks kind of cool, like sort of like a buffalo bear kind of thing going on.
I bet he could fight off like 12 guys.
I wouldn't touch him.
How many wolves?
Ooh, I don't know. Many.
Is the time up? Do you have any time left, or did you blow it?
I've got one petal left.
I don't know what petals are in time, but...
Here's the thing. Neither do I. So it could be a day, it could be a month, it could be now.
Oh, so basically, we need to find you a girlfriend and stat.
If you did that...
Well, hang on, I've got a little black book here for you, and I'm just gonna flip right through. Okay, Tabitha. How's that sound?
Tabitha.
Oh, you'd love Tabitha.
Oh, you remember? You've met.
I don't know.
What's the elevator pitch for Tabitha?
Tabitha. Oh.
And I don't like talking about people that way, but I'm a recluse.
It's fair. It's
you're
fair.
Clever.
Not too keen on mud. Very into horse riding. Appreciates some dances. Waltzes, yes. Tangos, no. Long's flowing black hair, once singed off a bit by a dragon. I rescued her from that. That's how we knew each other. But overall, just a very delightful person. Bad table manners.
Well, maybe. Oh, this might be a little silly of me. But perhaps we could invite a few of these friends, maybe one each, and you could introduce me to them, and then if there's a connection, possibly magic will be involved.
Some sort of love connection?
Wow. Maybe a love connection.
Like a speed dating
I'm
sort of thing.
I'm also willing to settle.
What about
perfect.
A party? A party where everybody comes so it doesn't necessarily even seem like you're actively courting them.
Good no, idea. I'm thinking this is like a dating game
okay.
thing.
Yes, yes.
This is very, very predator and prey, but I'm into it. Let's do this.
Pierre and Pierre the Hourglass.
wow. I love your figure.
Gadzooks.
Merci, Baku. Bonjour, je m'appelle Pierre.
Bonjour.
I don't
should
speak.
Have been called Henri, but if you but it wouldn't work in French. For an hourglass is not called an hourglass in French.
What
let
is it
me
called?
Hop it is called Douglas the time.
Oh, sounds better.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
oui, oui.
Douglas
de
time. Yes, time. I've heard
oh,
of this.
So we could just call you Tim.
Oh, that would be Benfica, which I think is a Portuguese soccer team. Let me flip my body over and speed this up. And suddenly, as Pierre leaps over
he's
itself
doing a
and does a handstand, it is suddenly a party of bachelorettes and one bachelor.
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. This is going to be fun.
You chat. What is wrong with all of you?
Oh, what's very wrong?
Oh. One second. One of these will absolutely work. Yes.
Anybody care for
anything? Are we
going
to have lemon bars at this party?
So.
God, you've been stuck on those for a while.
I'm craving them.
We will do this the way it's always been done in my kingdom. In the form of a doo-wop as you introduce I'm sorry, and I believe the narrator of this little picture misspoke, but one second.
Dating game. Sounds like the pretty princess Lucas needs a hashtag song.
And now you have an auto-crit song. Congratulations! You have now the ability to represent your single person or your available interested person, bachelor, bachelorette. However, the title of this doo-wop song that you will use to represent your person, you go one at a time, is "Let's Do the P-Doo." Is that correct? And oh. "Pillage the Town Tonight."
I believe it's "Do-Do."
"Do-Do." Let's do the "Do-Do," and
he
pillage.
Said "Do-Do."
And it's a doo-wop. All right, starting with the knight, I assume.
Well, this young lady here, she's got a lot to offer to you. Young bachelor, you're gonna wanna get to know her. She's very special, long blonde hair that goes all the way to there. You can tell she's got great thighs because she walks up a lot of stairs, this lady.
Ooh.
Her name is Jamie. She's from the kingdom of Lamy, which is far away. Oh, Jamie wants to be your one and only. If you don't want to be lonely, pick the lady that I picked for you today.
How about you, King? Who have you brought?
Well, I thought it would be a shame if you never met my friend Jane.
Hello.
She's quiet, outstanding. She's outspoken and brave. She tends to amaze. All she does is whatever she wants to do. Occasionally, that's another person.
Sure.
That person could be you.
Hey!
She slayed many dragons. She's climbed many hills. She's got very many, many, many skills. She can handle a beast like yourself. Ha! And she's very small, so you can put her up on your shelf.
I get it. How about you, cunning maiden?
I know so many ladies that would be perfect for you, but one in particular stands out. There's someone dramatic like arsenic and Lacey. Her name is Stacy.
Ah!
And she's wonderful. She likes hairy men. So, sir, you are in.
Hey!
You can be felt, and she has no chastity belt. Stacy, she's newly single, and she's ready to mingle. It's so sad because it's been so long. She got dumped, her boy is dating now Stacy's mom. It's very sad, but don't worry, like mother, like daughter, she's glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
Nice to meet
glad
you too, Stacy.
Glad to meet you.
And she'll be here all night.
All right,
long.
Dark Wizard.
Yes. I saw this girl, she was reading down by the water. I didn't know who she was, turns out she's the local inventor's daughter. I didn't know if she would wanna come to the castle, but I said, what the hell? And I asked her her name, and wouldn't you know that it turns out that her name is Belle.
Ah, yes, yeah, okay, Eve.
I think it's gonna work out.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident she's the right choice to make.
Go on, tell us more about her. She sounds great.
She sounds perfect.
I think it'll work out well.
Yes.
You know what? Maybe it would help if I told you more things about her. She doesn't care if you are tall with horns. She doesn't care if you're hairy. In fact, all she really wants to know is, do you have an impressive library? You will go around, she will appreciate the pictures in the hall, as long as you don't hit her with a giant snowball. She's a terrible boss, she's bad. You know, she's so great.
Princess?
Hello! I'm the princess and I brought my friend Mike! Pretty good!
In case that's something you would like, we don't know.
Sometimes makes really good points and he drops the microphone. And he's just like you, he's really tired of being all alone. Take it away, Mike!
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up?
You tasted really good.
This old... what? What am I saying? What am I doing? Who am I? I don't know.
So anyway, this is crazy. Like,
yeah.
Here,
this is like nuts.
I hope you're not allergic.
we should hang out.
Yeah. For sure. Like take it easy. Like, hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't thank you enough, all of you. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming to this party. Thank you for coming to this dating game that was set up.
I'm so glad you finally found someone. Mike is a quality guy.
Mike is a quality guy.
Sometimes he turns people into squirrels.
He has a bit of a sordid past that we don't know about.
His bark is worse than his bite, as you can tell.
It wasn't that funny. It took me.
I'm laughing because you're laughing.
It took me a second. I would like that, but also I don't want to get in the way of your thing, so I'll tell you what, why don't you take this sword of slaying that will stop any evil sorcerers.
Ooh, oh, that's good.
There, Mike. And
I need it.
Oh, yeah, I'll just carry this. If that's cool with everyone, I'll just probably...
Maybe the knight? No,
it's fine. I've got a sword.
Well, it's for the party, and why don't you take that, and why don't you go finish your mission and just come back before the last petal falls off this rose. Again, I don't know when that'll be. I think it's like a birthday thing, but I think also
could
that...
Could you guys just, like, kiss really quick?
Yeah.
Would that work?
Sure.
Sure.
Just in case.
Let's find out.
Ooh, I'm gonna watch. I like watching.
No, I guess it's more of a deep emotional intimate thing.
Yes.
I think
thought we could fast track it.
Yeah.
You can't hurry love.
You just have to wait. It's true.
Jinx.
It don't come easy, but it's a game in a way.
Yes, give.
It's kind of nice when it's already being arranged and you don't really have to worry too much about it.
The king is wise. Some kings, not wise. This king, one of the wise ones.
I have a quick question for the party. Mm. For what you just spoke on, was that more of a Diana Ross thing or a Phil Collins?
I believe...
split.
Diana Collins, yes.
Like Diana Collins!
That's also my favorite drink.
A Diana Collins! Yes.
Kind of like if you magicked them standing next to each other into one person with two heads, you know?
Oh, like you did! Like you tried to do, but you failed miserably. It was so pathetic. The trombone just fell to the ground. Nothing happened. It was horrible.
It was magic outside of my means.
You know what? It was much better when he did Phil Collins and Diana Ross.
Yes,
in our imagination.
I saw that when it was good.
Well, good luck on your collective adventure, and I'll be thinking of you, and make sure to return to this castle before the last rose petal falls.
We'll do our best. No promises.
Yeah. Which we're just going to have to...
But yes. Please do, because I'll be stuck like this.
It's not so bad.
Yes.
Look,
you're all big. No one can take
you're
you down.
You're so very tough looking. Who
I am a dog person.
And you found love. Like, who cares?
That's a good point.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually, I'll see you around.
All right,
I'll see you all around.
See ya.
Suck it, curse.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed, indubitably.
Good. I think she did you a favor.
I'm sure the hourglass doesn't agree with any of this, but that's fine.
And I will give you one of my servants.
Oh, how convenient. Oh,
let's not try to paint it. I'm still kind of a weird guy.
Yeah. Oh, can I have you one? You all have servants.
Why don't you all just pick out an item, tell me which one you want to take with you, and I'll explain the servant's backstory to you.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like you were really chomping at the bit.
Oh, right. I'm just going to... I would like to take this feather duster, because I'm a fan of the French tickler.
Ah! That feather duster was a playful torturer during the crusade.
Oh, hello.
Not the one you're thinking. Just a crusade.
Oh, there just one of them.
That's Fanny the feather duster.
Oh, hello, Fanny. Oh, I'll put this right where it belongs.
How about you, princess?
I'm very fond of this coaster, if maybe I could take it.
Ah, Craig the Coaster.
Craig, hello,
Craig's an aspiring screenwriter, so good luck with that one.
Oh, yes, I will put my coffee right on top of him.
Perfect, that's appropriate.
Yes, coffee and screen and writing.
I kind of like the look of this leather armchair. It looks very comfy, and I could use it for my den.
Good, armoire, the armchair.
It's weird that he's named after a different piece of furniture.
Yes, yes.
But I'm not here to judge.
Armoire is always there to support. So there you go.
Oh, I don't know how I'm going to carry him, but...
Armoire will carry you.
Oh, thank you. I ride him like a horse.
Yes.
We're on the same page, best friend. I'm taking the divan.
Oh,
you're taking Ottoman the divan.
Oh, yes.
Great.
Wow.
Devan was a world-renowned surfer.
Ah, well.
Party on.
Mm. Now trapped as a Devan.
I just have to say your den is looking really empty now, and I apologize in advance.
Looking for new. I have my friend. Well, Craig actually has a list of things I can refer to, so don't worry too much.
Oh, great.
And finally, Dark Wizard.
I'd like this spork that has a knife for the handle part, so it has that as well.
Take it.
Dangerous. Wait.
Sounds dangerous and useful at the same time. Well,
that's Kid, the fastest fork in the West.
Ah, Kid, fastest fork in the West.
All right, well, on your way. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Come on, Armoire. Get on my horse, and I'll get on you on the horse.
Ah, let's ride.
Okay, I like your accent.
Thank you.
You can just follow after the horse. It's fine. You've got it.
I will.
Fanny's not doing much talking. He's occupied.
No, I'm
oh,
not.
Oh, hello. Oh, my. I'll take this out. That's awkward.
Come along,
can you not
kid.
Do that in front of us? I can't concentrate.
I'm just saying. I mean...
Yeah, we're about to go out here on this adventure, so we're very excited. Let's go ahead and do this.
Giddy up, partner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You as a party start to go down the path that leads from the castle towards the north, towards the kingdom with the evil sorcerer. But suddenly, you see one of the most frightening sights you never expected to quite see. A mast with a flag with a skull on it, riding down the dirt trail itself.
It's some sailors with really bad taste.
Oh, yeah, you're about to get in a lot of trouble here, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Canadian pirates?
Pirates. Yes, that's
these are the worst. I've heard about them.
It's us. We're the Canadian land pirates,
oh,
huh?
Oh, dear. No.
Yeah, we're the Canadian land pirates. How you feel about that one, huh?
So polite.
I have to say, I'm not a fan.
Not a fan. Well, if you have some feedback, let us know, and then maybe we'll figure that out.
Do you have a comment card?
Yeah, we got some. Yeah, can you go get some comment cards there, Brett? And Brett goes and gets a comment card. Here you go. There you go. Here's the comment card.
How many are there?
How many comment cards?
No, how many?
Yes, I'd like a comment card too.
There's about seven of us.
Our quarrel is not with you, pirates.
Oh. Well, gosh, if it wasn't the tundra wind blowing through, I suppose that we wouldn't have anything with you as well, but we do, because we're pirates and we're going to steal everything that you got.
I'd like to see you tread.
Well, no, you're not.
What?
You're not going to steal the stuff.
What?
You're going to stay far away.
Okay.
You're going to say good day to you.
All right.
You're going to leave us alone.
Oh, yeah?
Because I don't want none of this.
Okay.
You are too polite to be pirates.
Yeah.
Please leave before we make you leave.
Oh, okay.
I'm down on my knees.
Uh-huh.
You got to go, go, go. Fight with you pirates. I wanna just go about my way to the evil sorcerer. I can't.
Uh-huh.
I really can't. Don't make me.
Oh.
Don't make me look. I'm shaking.
Oh, no.
I'm shaking like a piece of bacon.
I'm sorry.
On a frying pan.
Oh, like Canadian bacon.
I'm a scared man. Uh-huh. I had a bad past with pirates before, and I don't want to relive it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, we didn't know that. Well, had we known that, we wouldn't have spooked you so bad.
Yes, I'd appreciate a trigger warning moving forward.
Absolutely.
Please. When I thought that you were just Canadians with bad taste, I was fine. But then I found out you were pirates.
We didn't mean to do that. No, I come to think of it, pirates aren't so good. Pirates are so good people.
No, they're not.
They're not.
You're right.
They're
not.
Might want to think your career choices.
Yeah.
Yes.
However,
yeah. Uh-huh.
You could be a different thing that's basically still a pirate, but one that works for a government.
You mean like
a politician?
A privateer.
A teacher?
Oh. Why don't you put in your resume with the king here?
All right. To be a...
So it's like being a pirate, and it's basically being a pirate for every country that isn't our country, the one that I'm in charge of.
You get paid like a salary. Ooh. Instead of having to take the money for yourself, we'll give you a portion of that money that you take.
And you basically just harass other countries. It's crazy.
And your clothes aren't as cool.
We get like the most of it.
I hear they have dental.
Oh.
Yes.
And then I wouldn't hate you. So that would be good.
That would be... Well, hey, that would be pretty great.
Right.
I suppose we wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, you're going to have to take down the Canadian flag, though.
Oh.
Good. You work for us now.
Could they have, like, dual citizenship? Do we have to assimilate
them? We don't really
them? Do that. All right.
What are we, the Borg?
Yeah, the only kind of dual citizenship I allow is when people are killing each other to get in.
Well.
This guy.
Well, that's funny.
Jokes.
Wow, that was
dual.
Write that down.
You with us?
And now we get it!
Came, it takes you a minute.
Yeah!
Once you land.
Well, Well, while we're on the job, I suppose we can take down the flag if it's not fully representing the exact position that we come from. So we're okay with that.
Great.
Great. Well, I don't have an extra flag, so.
Well, let's. Here, take some of my cape. So what?
We're sewing a flag for the king. For the king. We're sewing a flag for the king. For the king.
For me?
Sewing a flag for the king. For the king. Sewing a flag for the king. For the king. And now the flag's done. Great!
Hell of a flag. And now we have ourselves a whole bunch of pirates that help us.
Privateers.
That's lovely.
You know, I just want to say thank you for being so considerate and sensitive to my past and my needs.
Oh, by Canadian standards, that was incredibly rude. So thank you for being so open-minded.
Oh, of course. I had to be vulnerable there, but I, you know,
yeah.
It was worth it.
And go Calgary, right?
Yes.
I mean, granted, I think they've stolen the tourney from the Sharks a few too many times.
Oh, but God, stop him from talking.
What do you say, privateers? Want to join us on a quest to fight a wizard?
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, I'm sorry for swearing. Yeah, let's yeah, let's do it. Let's go ahead and let's yeah. Are you? Let's go rail against that horrible sorcerer.
There'll definitely be some booty in it for you, too.
Ooh.
Oh, we don't need any prize.
Wow.
Theopolite.
What about a cheese snack? A very eatable cheese snack. What? Yes?
I kind of want one now.
Oh, you know what? You know what they do with cheese there?
Mm-hmm.
Poutine.
Oh, well.
Poutine and what?
Poutine.
What? It just by itself, it's so good. It's like fried potatoes with a gravy and a kind of a cheese and
I don't speak Canada. I don't understand.
It's good.
Oh,
all
yeah.
You need to know is good.
All yeah. Right.
I'll take it.
I can get behind that.
And lemon bars. Anyone?
You know what? Well,
meals are covered.
All right. That's really good to hear because we were thinking we were going to stop for a snack as well. What do you say we go to the International Food Court of Food Court?
I thought you'd never ask.
Come follow us.
Yes.
What a horrible location to put it right outside of the sorcerer's lair.
Gets the most foot traffic.
You sail to the sorcerer's castle. They sail. You are all on horse. Some of you on furniture on horse. And you get to outside the kingdom of the sorcerer. Oh, so we're going to have like a pretty crazy battle pretty soon. I imagine there's going to be a lot of rolling in terms of heads. So maybe we should fuel up a little bit. What do you all say?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
We say yes.
And there you meet an entire array of chefs from around the world, different kingdoms, the jewel caves, the sky cloud castle fronts, the motketeers, all over the place, all incredible land.
Great cuisine with the motketeers.
And so
what they do with chocolate is fantastic.
Oh my god. Sorry.
One of the chefs steps out and says, "So we can give you free food."
Great.
I'm sensing a but.
But.
That was
only if. Oh, there was no but. If it was an if, if you join us in our cooking song.
Oh.
Oh, that.
If you join us in a cooking song, then all the food will be ready.
If I can lick the bowl.
Well, I've never been adjacent to anybody preparing food before, so this will be a new experience.
Well, yeah. So, what do you say? We could sing one of our old cooking songs.
Sure, I love it.
Great. Okay, well, as you know, whenever I was, and you know, the songs were chosen by the Chefs Horticulture Association of Teaching, or as you might call it, CHAT.
Ah.
So, you know, our cooking song is a rock opera.
Ooh.
By the title, somehow this is Mataldo's fault. The one of the only non-food related titles. We got one of the only non-food related titles, but them's the cards.
What's the title again?
Somehow this is Mataldo's fault. That's what we always say anytime something
Mataldo?
Comes out wrong.
You know Mataldo?
Yeah, we all. Yeah, of course we know Mataldo, the fantasy character deity Mataldo.
Deity?
Deity. Deity?
Well, deity or didn't he?
Is he a real person you've encountered, or he's a legend?
Oh.
He did.
I'm getting some very strong that first guy with the jail kind of vibes. Whatever his name was.
Oh, boring.
Yeah, with the hat.
Something like that. Boring.
His name, I don't know either.
It was boring.
Yeah, it was boring.
Oh, it was boring.
Yeah, no, that guy had one hat, but I didn't have that kind of hat. I got a different kind of hat.
Oh,
okay.
No, this is a completely different
person.
Yeah,
different guy.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, silly me.
Sire.
What the?
Oh, huh? Sire. Don't mind, sire.
Yeah, every time I'm about to cook, that's the voice that we hear.
Oh, no.
Remember, sire.
Mataldo.
Sire.
I would be talking if I were you then.
What is this mischief?
I don't like that.
I'm not sure if I was supposed to hear that or not.
Did you all just hear that voice as well?
Yeah! It's time to cook. It's time to cook.
Oh, yes.
We're gonna shred some food. It's time to cook. Yeah, it's time to cook.
It's time to cook.
It's time to shred some food. It's time to cook.
Crack the eggs and get the bacon frying and flip it up top. Get your butter and your turkey strips, cause you're gonna wanna feed them to your kids. Yeah, now you got to chop the onions, but don't you cry. It's almost dinner time.
I only like to cook on Sundays, but when I do, I make a great souffle. It's time to light up the fire. Who was that voice? Who said sire? I'm ready to cook.
Cook, cook, cook.
Don't you give me that look. I'm in the mood for food. Hey, it's time to cook.
It's time to cook.
Heat up your pans and your crock pot. Break out all the ingredients you've stock. Time to put them all together with heat. And then we are gonna add the meat.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna take it apart. Well, we're gonna shred it. Let me tell you, that's the way you make carnitas.
Cook. It's time to cook. It's time to cook. It's time to cook.
Oh, yeah. Someone's making some bacon. Oh, yeah. Slather me on that frying pan, baby. I'm going to get all over your body.
Oh, yeah. This is the bridge, just so you know. This is the bridge.
I feel like we lost a lot of momentum just then.
Yeah, but that's how the concert goes. Then we go back to the chorus in like a 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's time to cook.
Open up the fridge. After that bridge.
Oh yeah, baby. Cut me up,
Oh yeah, so that, yeah.
Do you all hear that voice? Do you all hear that scary sounding voice?
Yeah, the one that sounded real greasy. Yeah,
whose fault was that song?
That was Mataldo's fault.
Mataldo.
It's Mataldo's fault.
What?
Oh, that's right. That's
I
the title.
I don't know who that is, Mataldo. But I definitely felt like it was somebody's fault.
Okay, so what dish did everyone prepare?
Souffle, obviously. I said it in the song,
you said
remember?
It in the island list. Yeah,
and
I remember.
He had eggs and bacon.
And turkey.
And turkey bits.
And a coaster? Yep. So put your coffee on the coaster.
Oh, he brought the drinks.
Oh, what do you have to say, coaster?
So the coaster talk.
Yeah. And the coaster says, yeah, so what
oh
if,
my
like,
God.
What if, like, it was like Giada for, like, a quarter of Giada? Like, it was like 3 months per year. Like, someone just watched Giada and cooked. Like, would that be a thing?
What? I'm going to put a coffee on top.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good move.
His mouth is on the top.
Yeah.
Cover it.
Well, I'd like to say I brought carnitas, but I mentioned it was in a crock pot, so we'll have carnitas in give or take 8 to 6 hours.
Okay, yeah, we can wait.
Hey, name's Mike. Is there any, like, people on the menu?
You mean, like,
what?
To eat?
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's a fantasy menu.
I was wondering what you guys were into. Like, I'm not, but...
Well, I brought lemon bars, but I guess that's
lemon
crazy.
Bars sound great.
Finally.
Good.
I'll just have lemon bars.
All right, everyone refuel.
Oh,
if you've
so
gotten
right.
hurt at any point, go ahead and put your HP back to what it was. And then,
I feel my tiny stab wound really closing up.
Dave, yeah, pretty good, right? Pretty good food. It's pretty good food everyone made.
I've been hurt, but only my pride.
If you haven't been hurt, you can add a +1 to your HP.
Ooh,
I sure will.
Some temporary hit points.
Yeah, just a temporary hit point, like a punching glove.
Now, is it fine for me to use Kid as an eating device, or he's just an accomplice?
Yeah, no, I don't know who Kid is, so go ahead and...
Yes.
Yeah, go. I would say just go ahead and just do what, your heart desires. Or in this case, your stomach. Because we're eating food. I'll repeat it. Or your stomach.
Ah, because we're eating food.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, that's why I said it. Well, all right, now that you're all fueled up, I think it's time for you to enter the kingdom of the evil sorcerer.
How convenient. Sure, I'm all fueled. Let's do it.
Good luck to all of you.
Now, before you go off on your own life...
What about the short of us?
Name of the... Did anyone catch the name of the sorcerer we're supposed to be opposing?
There's so many evil sorcerers, it's kind of like royalty. You're just like, it's that guy, yes.
Like Craig.
Like Craig.
Oh, a message.
I think someone bought a pillow. I think that's what that means.
Bonnie, I have a question for you.
Never mind.
Oh, jeez.
This power must be bestowed upon Amandiok. He must gain the hashtag power of the mysterious frog sphinx creature known as Acrylis Chat. I call upon you gingerly.
Man, I'm very confused all of a sudden for no reason.
Oh, that sounds like a reference to the podcast. Thank you for requesting. So... Which you can find available at any podcasting source. So, what
just
was...
a question? I did. It was just, in your experience, I know you have a lot of experience with men. Is it true that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach? Because I'm full.
That's one way to get there, yes.
Oh.
Yes, you can take the shortcut.
Yeah, eating through the stomach is actually pretty easy.
Oh. If you say that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, then you're aiming a little high. But at the same time... You know, it does help a little.
All right.
I souffle has never let me down.
You go for his, like, knees or what?
Yes. The knees.
That's the secret to all men.
Yes, the bee's knees, darling.
Go for the knees.
Go for the knees.
Sweep the legs.
Sweep the legs. They can't run away from you if you just knock them over.
Yeah, the knees are the first
just
to go.
Just give them a nice knee knocking. Out they go.
So.
That sounds a little like misery to me.
Oh!
I'm not even groaning on that one. You don't even get a groan from me.
One day.
I liked it.
Well, good luck. I'm glad that you're all refueled, and I'll see you on the other side. No matter what that means. Whatever that means.
Thanks for the food.
Thank you for cooking with us.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was okay.
They made humans.
Oh.
Yeah, they match.
I mean, isn't it the same as eating a slain creature, you don't think?
No.
I feel like it's a little bit different, yeah.
One talks, one doesn't.
So,
you get to the gate.
Cows talk. They go like this. You don't speak cow?
As you're discussing this.
I don't speak cow.
I've never met a live cow.
They go like, meh. Meh.
Hello, I'm the door guy.
So are you a door guy who's a door?
I guard the castle.
We just came from a castle where that was a question that you should ask.
Oh.
Right, that's a good point.
Yes.
No, that's the door.
They don't
I'm the guy.
They don't let you have a name. They just have you go by door guy.
My name, you don't laugh at me. It's Freakily.
Oh,
why did you?
That was a sneeze.
Well, I don't think that's his name. I think that's
you.
The adjective.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
I think I'm allergic to dust. There's lots of dust.
And that's true. It's just the adjective. Freakily is how I like to pronounce my name, which is Freakdom. I'm Freakdom. I guard this entire kingdom, which is now run. Please stop laughing
at
me.
I'm telling you, it's an allergic reaction to it's probably the case.
Guys, it's just a dumb name. We've heard plenty of them already.
It's
your
true.
Name this is one, ridiculous.
It's
this one is
not
really
ridiculous.
Dumb.
It's
who
Freakdom.
Name you that?
See, she gets
what
it.
What is the problem with your parents?
You
so stupid.
Dear, I understand. My name is Lushly. Can you imagine walking around with a name like that? I understand. It's fine. It's
but
not his fault. Blame his parents.
Thank you.
I once knew someone named Motar.
Oh.
No one asked you. Thank you for that.
Well, that's kind of, that sounds like a barbarian.
Oh, why are you on this quest? Who are you winning?
You know, just casual wizard blending
random
into the
wizard.
Back.
I have a question. Are you here to fight the dark sorcerer?
Depends on if you want us to or not. Yes, no?
Depends. On if you're planning on defeating the dark sorcerer?
We for sure will.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, that's the plan.
That is.
Dope.
We wish to break his hold on the fine citizens of this land.
I feel like most people working for a sorcerer are, like, looking for another place to work at that point.
Yeah, I am.
The Beast Castle is hiring.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Not a lot of opposable thumbs over there.
Oh, homie. Homie sings a lot, though.
He does. You don't?
It's sort of these, like, out-of-place Josh Groban-y songs.
Yeah. Groban-y, but, like, with, like, a hint of, like, FX's, like, hit X-Men show Legion. Or, with, like, a dash of that.
Legion.
I need to catch up to that next season. When I have some time.
Take your time. The whole thing feels like a panic attack. So
visually stunning, though.
Yeah, for sure.
What are we talking about?
So I'm gonna give you some.
I don't follow.
Okay, don't worry about it.
So listen, I'm gonna give you guys a little heads up because I want you guys to defeat the dark sorcerer. Try to fit in the kingdom, like pretend you're one of them.
Oh, all right.
Make your way to like a celebration in the castle, and then fight.
Oh my God.
And then we go for the knees.
And then,
sweep
the leg.
Learning.
Sweep the leg, yeah.
There's a party going on in the castle.
There's always a party going on in the castle because the dark sorcerer is also a party planner.
Like sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, you'd think that.
What's the problem? Does he use his magic for evil?
Yeah, it's like controlling people and stuff and wants to raise like an army of the dead to like take over all the other kingdoms.
Well, we're here to stop his dark, dark evil ways.
Thank you. That's really solid of you. Really appreciate that. So I'm going to lower this little door here. You guys will walk in and just like sort of like really Shaun of the Dead it up. Like really just fit in with all the evil people inside.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Get to the Winchester.
Perhaps some garb that would disguise us, or you think we're fine as is?
Yeah, I'll do this.
Oh, that looks real evil. That's really good.
Oh, dang.
That's all it takes, really.
Oh, that's good enough.
I could turn my crown around, but that won't do much because it's the same on each side.
You could turn that crown upside down.
Oh, that would be a kind of an alt-goth thing to do.
Well, let's give it a whirl.
Oh,
very
wow.
Hipster.
Oh, it's
kind of
pointy.
Yeah, that's inconvenient, but very artistic. I think it's more of a style over function. Yeah.
Hopefully I don't get hit on the head.
Ooh. Cool.
And I'll just sort of pull my robe down even slighter.
That's really good. That's good. How about you, princess?
Well, Mike, why don't you just, like, bite me and get me, like, a little bloody? And then you can have blood on your mouth.
Okay.
And I can have blood on me.
Yeah, let's see how that plays out.
All right.
You sure? okay, yeah.
Cool. Oh, wait. If she turns, does that make her Squirrel Girl? I'm sorry.
I hear she's marvelous.
Mike's teeth bite down.
The princess turns into a squirrel.
I knew it.
How do I look? Do I look pretty evil?
Yes.
You guys look tall.
You look furry.
Oh, shit, I'm a squirrel.
Yeah. Also, don't forget you guys have a dragon.
Yes, that's right.
And an automaton.
Yes. Well, she's in stealth mode currently, so we should be just fine.
Perfect. And an armchair.
Right.
And
an ottoman.
Right. No, his name is Ottoman.
His name is Ottoman.
But I feel like if we roll in with a dragon.
Oh, it's a divan.
Divan.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble with my hood. With that.
No. I think the dragon is perhaps like the leader.
I'm just not going to make eye contact with anyone.
What if Tad Cooper pretends to have captured us and brings us to a party?
That I am in.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Whoa, we should have definitely thought of that like 3 minutes ago.
So the door lowers, and you enter the scary, frightening, dreadful kingdom of the Dark Sorcerer, and you're met by the villagers. And the villagers say, "Hello and welcome! Are you all so evil?"
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, very.
So evil. So evil, right? Evil's the best.
Until I get a redemption arc in the next season.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. Real quick question, just to find out how evil you guys are, which is your favorite Star Wars movie?
Definitely the prequels, all of them.
Oh, whoa, darkness reigns.
I've always been partial to the Christmas special myself.
Oh, Life Day. Ouch. Very evil. Good answers all around.
Hey, give me Last Jedi. Want people angry.
Oh, my gosh. You tick some people off. Contentious.
Get the blood boiling.
Contentious. Who knew an old man would act old? What a bold choice. holy smokes. Well, welcome to the evil kingdom. This is where we are. This is where we do evil.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's very dark. I like it.
In a bloody, dark, shadow way.
Definitely a lot of mood lighting.
Yes.
Yeah, even the candles seem like they're not giving off light.
Well, how's it going? My name is Evolus.
Hello.
And let me run you around the village. Let me run you around this kingdom and introduce you to a lot of evil acts. And granted, if you're not an evil person, of course, it'll be very obvious pretty quickly. Am I right?
Luckily.
Obvious.
Yeah. We know how evil works.
Oh, so this is a little kid's birthday party. And as you can see, we made a pinata of the kid. And we're all hitting it.
Yes.
We're all hitting the pinata shaped like a kid, and it's terrifying the child. What a terrifying thing.
The pinata is shaped like a kid.
The only thing that could make it better if the child was in it.
Look.
Too good. Everyone do a charisma roll, please. And factor in your modifiers.
So, I have a crown that's very convincing. Apparently, it's the crown of convincing.
Yes.
I didn't roll very well. Could I potentially try it with the crown?
Yes. That's a D10 roll, am I mistaken?
Yes, it is.
If it's 5 or above, you convince.
Let's go ahead and find a D10.
Ah, the greatest challenge during an RPG game.
Oh, it's a 4.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Who all got below 15?
Mike did.
And I'm very charismatic. I think I deserve a reroll for my epic hood.
Do you want someone to gift you a reroll?
Yes, gift me a reroll, please.
Because if you fail 3 of these charisma rolls, charisma checks, you'll be found out. So right now, Evilton says, okay, but you're getting used to the land, right? You're getting used to the land. Most of you are getting used to the land. Yes. Let's go to another celebration to see how it's going.
There's so many different flavors of evil these days.
I love it. I love what you've done.
Is there like a buffet table?
There is a buffet table.
Can I try to like push some of the food off to seem like a bad party guest?
You will get a +2 on your charisma check for this one.
Okay. Ooh,
it's a graduation ceremony.
Oh, lovely.
A And as you can see, all those students get up on stage, and what we do is we tell them how bad of students they are, and they'll never amount to anything. Everyone do a roll.
I have a question for the students. When are you getting a job?
Oh! Good one. You get you roll with advantage for that.
Oh.
Who got below a 15? Okay, 2 points. You two don't seem super. No, you're a princess. This is the first time you seem.
I've never seen a graduation before.
Well, then, how would you know how to be Vlatic?
Exactly. Yes.
You, wizard, you seem to be. Okay.
Seem to be what?
I'm going
to
keep my eye on you.
I've seen him use a trombone in very creative ways.
Oh!
That's pretty evil. Well, anyone who plays a trombone has got to have evil in them, right?
Because the next evil activity we have is a parade with a band.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
no. A marching band?
76 trombones. I can count really fast.
A marching band.
77.
And that's the entire point of the parade. We're not celebrating anything. It's just a band that's taking up the street.
Oh, that's
but we have to get over there.
It's not pride. There's no cultural event. Oh.
Look at all the traffic on the other side. Those people are so angry.
Holding them up. Isn't it hilarious?
Oh, funny.
Everyone roll.
Oh, yes.
Who got below a 15?
Nice.
I got a natural 20, if that makes for anything.
Oh, Mike, the evilest of evil. Oh, princess.
It was princess. Mike got a 19, though.
And suddenly, Evilton turns to Montiak. You don't seem to be enjoying all these evil activities.
Well, I'm so evil that I can't enjoy a damn thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You go to the theater.
I've dabbled.
Eating loudly. Fun or not fun?
Fun.
You go to someone's dance recital.
Ooh.
Giving live notes? Fun, not fun?
My favorite.
You go to a petting zoo. You bring with you a roll of quarters. You buy all the food, and you throw it away. Fun, not fun?
Of course. Give me the food.
I see right through you.
Dad,
you're not evil.
I feed all the animals.
Not fun. None of this is fun. I can't take it anymore.
You're not evil.
Why would you hold up the street like this? People have places to be.
And you're playful, but you're not evil.
Oh, well, I mean, I dabble. Oh, I guess you found me out.
That crown? That's upside down. You're a king.
Oh, yeah, of course. An evil king.
Regardless, you still oppose our master. And you, princess.
I'm super evil, I promise.
Yeah, you seem super evil. You check out.
Yeah.
You check out.
Thank you.
That, opening scene, and not the opening scene, the second scene in Desperado? The whole
just
story,
like that.
Yeah,
that's
you're
me.
Just like that.
Yes.
Yeah, you're just like that.
Does that make you the Queen of Diamonds?
My friends are very evil too. I swear.
Yes, that outburst was for fun. I like tricking people.
I think those non-evil, nice, goody, two shoes wearing all their shoes on their feet have tricked you. But don't worry. We'll take them away and we'll take care of them. You just hang out here, princess.
What if we prove to you that we were evil?
Yes.
Through
how can we prove
song?
To you?
The most evil thing imaginable.
A group big number. That is as evil as you can have.
Well, let me ask you a question out of character. Do any of you have a song crit?
No.
The evil princess has a song crit.
Take us to the dark sorcerer. And I'm gonna hop on my horser, and I'm gonna pull out my hammer, and do something called the Lizzie Slammer.
I like it more.
Did that hurt?
The hammer.
Did
the Lizzie Slammer.
I hope it hurt him. I wanna know if it hurt him.
Did it hurt him?
Did it hurt him?
I hope it hurt him.
Did it
hurt him?
Really?
Did it hurt him?
Ooh.
should have heard him.
Looks like it kind of hurt him.
Hope it hurt him. Really hurt him. He should be hurt by now.
He's on the ground. He's on the ground. He's been knocked out. He's on the ground.
We can just show ourselves to the castle, I guess.
That was lovely.
All right.
I don't know why we needed a tour guide.
Good job.
He does seem a little concussed, which is fine.
He'll be okay.
You all enter the castle grand hall. And it's a huge party. A party celebrating evil.
Of course it is. More of this.
And before you is the evil sorcerer. Let me see. I didn't expect to have. I don't know if I can put my hair up. Never mind. We'll just do this. We'll just do this.
Oh my God! It's Kylo Ren. He's so evil and emo.
He's so wide. God.
And he's not wearing a shirt.
Why?
I knew it. Why are those pants so high-waisted? It makes no sense. I tell you that he is.
When I first saw him, I was like, "Huh, that's a weird thing that they photoshopped." Apologies to Adam Driver.
Hey, so welcome to my party. I'm the evil sorcerer guy, and here it is. This is it. This is the fiesta.
Thank you for the invite.
This is the get down.
Great job.
We brought a dragon, so. Party!
Oh, yeah! Absolutely! You're surrounded by some of the most evil knights and warriors you've ever met! Great. And how good are the decorations? I did them myself.
We really appreciate the gift bags with the eyeballs in them. They're very
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
The heads on spikes are a really nice touch.
Yeah. There's body on spikes in the back, too.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
We've scattered them all out.
No, waste not, want not, I
waste
say.
Not, want. When I think about a waist, I think, how high can I pull my pants up, though?
What I really want to know is somebody spiked the punch.
There's literal spikes.
Spikes.
Absolutely.
Good one.
So, make yourselves at home. I'm about to unveil. Everyone, tap on this magic talking stick. I'm about to unveil my evil plan. Because I have with me an item of incredible power. It's the Skull of Renewals. And this skull is able to control the dead. And my friend is a necromancer. And the necromancer stands up and goes, "Yes, I am. I am a necromancer. That's what I do. I'm a necromancer. I'll sit back down. Thank you so much for the shout out." What I plan on doing is I plan on killing everyone in the kingdoms around us. And then resurrecting them as puppets and taking over.
Why?
Not a big fan of that one, no.
I don't know.
It's like a take over the world sort of situation.
Power, all right.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of infrastructure you're going to need for the rest of the world taken.
Yeah. But we'll get to step two after step one.
Right.
I'm just saying, it seems more like a localized thing.
It's like
making
a
speech right now. You shouldn't interrupt, right?
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
was
sorry.
I being
continue
too evil
plan.
By interrupting?
Oh.
We're hecklers.
Guests of honor. There is nothing I appreciate more than guests of honor. There's nothing I'd appreciate less than people sneaking in and trying to usurp my throne.
Okay, thank that we didn't do that.
Good.
We never.
Because imagine being caught amongst all these knights and warriors from all over the lands.
Sounds fun. Right? Sounds enjoyable. We like darkness.
Wish we had some kind of emergency thing in case something bad were to happen where we could definitely get out of that bad situation.
Yeah, but you wouldn't need it because you're evil.
Of course not.
Right? No, of course not.
However, that guy over there that night, his eyes aren't very shifty.
Hey, your eyes aren't very shifty. Shift those eyes more. Anyway, let's... And right as the dark sorcerer is about to say party, the doors burst open again, and in runs Evilton with a huge bruise and says, "They're nice."
No.
They're not evil.
No.
What?
They're goody two shoes.
Goody two shoes.
I'd like to have you use my trombone to drown out his exposing of the truth.
Okay, let's roll against each other. What'd you get?
3, 9.
I can talk loud. I speak with a yardstick, boys. And it looks to me like that trombone is under 36 inches, bud.
I think he's calling
again.
You out.
Does that make it a different instrument?
And all the knights and warriors pull out their swords, and you are surrounded by 20 fighters.
This would be a great time for some kind of
re-roll.
Yep, those two. Oh,
like a musical
Christmas. Or a musical montage of fighting.
Oh.
Yes, a fighting montage.
With like an 80s power ballad or
dance
not power ballad.
A dance
like
battle.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, a la,
one of the knights.
Footloose.
The light hits the knight's sword, and it hits another sword, and so on.
Clang, 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 clang.
It's, yes, there
like
is.
Noise like that.
You're welcome. I wanted to make it more real for everyone.
It's like a disco ball has lit up inside.
Ooh, cool.
Ooh.
And one of the knights rushes at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Amontioc, drawing their sword.
Is the trombone. He shouldn't have played it.
I have a shield.
Oh.
I think someone bought a pillow.
And congratulations, enjoy the winter.
I have a shield.
Because you cut with pillows.
Oh.
Hashtag coda.
Sweet.
Someone gets a coda. That's a reroll.
Thank you.
I believe, actually, you have those two rerolls total for the table.
Oh.
Oh, wait, yeah, I would have known that
earlier. We
got one at the very beginning.
We never assigned
right.
it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Here's something to finish off that hashtag power for Amontioc.
What's the power?
It's just the acrylic power for them.
It was a hashtag. Use the hashtag.
You've throw just gained a hashtag.
I have a hashtag. I have like a throwing star, maybe.
That's yeah, like and that's like, and it could possibly trend.
All right.
All right.
Not my
4
experience.
Against your AC, the square number, the number in the square. 4.
Sorry.
Oh, it clangs off of your cloak.
Clang, clang.
I lift it up like a.
You're welcome.
All right.
Would you like to attack back?
I would love to attack back.
What would you like to do?
All right, so I have my shield. Is the hashtag an actual thing? What was the Acrylis thing? Was that something to
Acrylis
use?
Is at your disposal.
Oh, he is?
You can channel all right. Acrylis.
All right, I would like to, like breath roar him out as, like, and he emits out of my mouth like a giant fog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hashtag coda for whoever needs it.
Love it.
You have another coda. Thank you, chat.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, chat. In the next half hour, they're going to be going up against some crazy craziness.
So just.
So no, you know you. I, that's just going
to
be effective. So now, right, congratulations.
My eyes go green and I go. And the giant frog sphinx Acrylis comes out of my mouth and. Does
perfect
something.
For this round of battle. That's an entire fog of war. Good job, good job.
Don't you mean a frog of war?
A frog of war.
I wasn't going to say it, but thank you, Your Majesty.
To unite, one of the non-frog of war warriors attacks. One that's going to do nothing against you.
Aha.
Would you like to attack back?
I would.
All right.
I'm going to take my sword and do a nice little fun flourish and then go, ha-ha, and try to shish kebab him.
All right.
Ooh. Ooh, haha! 19.
All right, ooh. That's going to hit.
You yes. killed him. What do I roll?
What's the dice allocation?
I'm sorry.
She does not have one.
Ah, I apologize. It's going to be a D10 then.
Okay. Great. 7.
Wonderful. So that warrior is damaged now.
Yes.
Ooh, very good job.
Thank you.
All right.
I am a professional.
Now over to you.
The cunning maiden, why on earth would you want to attack me?
A warrior races forward with their sword.
Oh, dear.
1 again.
Wow, you suck.
Yes. They are distracted by your cunning.
I got a 3.
That's not good to hit.
But
wait. Well, no, you have the backstabber. That hits every time.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do, because they missed me, and I go, whoopsie doodle.
Ah.
Take that in your back. And then I roll a D10.
No, I think I stole
that we
yours.
Have one. You did steal yes. it. Oh. Yes, it's fine. You are evil. That is not a D10. I rolled a 20, so that can't be
well,
a D10.
Incredible! It's so cunning.
It's a D100.
Oh, it's a 2.
That's true. So it's a 2.
A 2.
But what's
that
20?
I don't like math.
That's a percentile.
20 damage, please.
20 damage.
20 damage.
All right. They are injured. All right. Over to the princess.
Am I still a squirrel?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna go give squirrel support to Sir Strut Around.
Bite all that right. nuts! Bite that nuts!
I'm gonna bite you in the nuts because I love nuts as a squirrel.
Hope you're not allergic.
No, that's a good callback.
Three's company.
What?
So I'm gonna run up its leg and clamp down in the crouch area.
Amazing. Go and roll a d20.
I'm gonna use a reroll.
Okay.
Yeah. Yay.
Your three rerolls.
Because that was a 2. That's a 19.
Yes.
All right. That is fully debilitating. That warrior is out.
He's castrated.
Woo. The princess. Her nut crushing is effective.
King, they race against you.
I mean, do we really have to do this song and dance again?
17. Will that hit?
Oh, that'll do it. That's very effective, actually.
5 points of damage to you.
That's a quarter of a critical dice thing.
Now you get to attack back.
Well, I don't have any weapons or armor, and I have a fancy hat, but what you may not know is that I have a robotic girlfriend in stealth
That's
mode.
That's right.
Oh. Ellen, laser fist them or something.
All right, Ellen's going to use laser fist. Go ahead and roll a d20.
A 19.
All right, that's going to hit. And go ahead and roll a d20.
Oh, the variance is so high. 6.
All right. Perfect. Wonderful. Injured and injured. All right. Back to you, Maiden. You are attacked.
Not again. Do they hit me?
Let's find out. 2, no.
Oh, I'm just really good at dodging. All right, I want to do the backstabber, but with my fanny.
All right.
Oh. My fanny feather duster. I'm going to torture them.
Great. That's going to be a long-term tickle.
Yes. Let's see. D10 again. Where is it?
The D10.
Did you take it back?
There it is. I stole it.
Here's one.
I am evil.
Ooh, is that a 6?
That is a six.
Yes.
A
6
is
or
going.
9 if you want to flip it.
Oh. A 6 will do it. That'll be a tickle attack.
All right.
Yes. So, beautiful.
Say hello to my French tickler, Fanny.
And the sorcerer says, enough. Enough. I think there's only one way to solve this entire fight.
Mediation.
Necromancer, step up here. And everyone says, yes, of course. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. We are going to revive some old dead hits. And if your group can stand the melodic melodies of the dead, then perhaps you will survive another day. And sorcerer says, wait, hold on, that's not it. Necromancer goes, no, this is more interesting. And the sorcerer goes, no, but we have a whole army. No, please. This will be more fun. I've heard that you folks from where you're from used to sing the famous Sunshine Pop song. I am not a cannibal, unless you look really tasty. If you can perform it again here in front of all of us, then perhaps you will best us.
I don't know. Shall we get the band back together?
All right.
Let's put our differences aside.
So long.
Dust off the old tunes.
Am I right? All right, I suppose we
sunshine should. Pop.
I hope you remember the choreography.
Oh, yes.
I assure you, I do not.
A lot of jazz hands.
Follow along.
I am feeling full of dread. I don't want to fight the dead. I would not be a very good Muppet. I don't want to be your puppet. Let's go and kill. I'm ready for another meal. I'm not a cannibal, but I could be if you look real tasty.
I got you on my mind. It's dinner time.
I've got you on my mind. It's dinner time. I've got you on my mind. It's dinner time. I've got you on my mind.
Your skin is looking crispy. I wanna feel a whispered feel of you on your skin.
Yes.
You're like a chicharrone. I'm not being funny. I mean, I see what's tasty within you. I got
you on my mind. It's
got you on my mind.
I've got you on my mind. It's dinner time. I've got you on my mind. I've got you on my mind.
I just wanna whisk you away. You've got so much appeal. I think we could pair well with a nice piece of veal. Maybe some kidney beans and a fine Chianti. Come on, don't you know you want me?
Yeah.
I've got you on my mind. It's dinner time.
Dinner.
I've got you on my mind. It's dinner time.
Some people call it supper.
I've got you on my mind. It's dinner time.
Brunch and lunch.
I got you on my mind.
I don't have anything.
Mike, this was your song.
Yeah, Mike is really, oh, my mouth is watering like crazy, guys. You really got me going here.
He was kind of the hype man during it.
Yeah.
And there's suddenly a blast. A wave of harmony. The magic that you all use together, that you all learn throughout your adventures. It goes throughout the kingdoms. The highwaymen are returned to the university from which they were supposed to teach their courses. They stop pretending to be ruffians. Baring finally gets his own bar where he serves. It's in Boston. You can visit. It's called Cheers.
Good.
Diane becomes a rose plant and is known for generations as, remember that plant that grew because that night turned into a rose? And speaking of roses, the rose grows back and the monster in the castle looks and goes, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. And that, folks at home, is the true story of Galavan.
Yes!
Yes, yes!
Oh, that's right. There are no losers, only winners in fantasy.